This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Since it opened back in 2011, more than 30 million people have visited the September 11th Memorial in New York. The $700 million memorial and museum is maybe the highest-profile memorial to victims of mass violence in this country, but there are plenty of others and more on the way. Memorials to victims of mass violence are being planned in Orlando, Florida, Tucson, Arizona, Kalamazoo, Michigan, Charleston, South Carolina. The list goes on. In most cases, those memorials are relatively modest in size and scope, but even then, the process of designing and paying for them is difficult. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that one.
December 2nd, 2015, San Bernardino, California.
So this originally started off at 11 o'clock this morning, early afternoon. We received a call here at the Inland Regional Center, 1400 block of South Waterman, of a shooting. It was quickly apparent that we had what amounted to an active shooter situation.
14 people were killed in the attack. Today, there's a temporary memorial still up on the fence near the site. There are sun-bleached flowers, American flags, a laminated poster with pictures of the victims. There's a small planted Christmas tree that someone is still watering, and a couple trash bags filled with older flowers, stuffed animals, gathered up but not thrown away. Now the county is working with a committee that includes families of the victims to build something more permanent.
They want a place that honors the people that were taken from us.
Felisa Cardona is Deputy Public Information Officer in San Bernardino.
They're looking for something that also acknowledges what the wounded went through, that our first responders went through.
Today, a little more than a year and a half after the shooting, the county has just started looking for a consultant to help with the design. As for what they want to spend?
We haven't talked about it.
David Wirt is also in the county's public information office.
We don't want to think in terms of limits. We want to think in terms of what's the right thing to do.
To figure out what that right thing to do might be, how to begin to move forward, Felisa Cardona called Heather Dierman from Aurora, Colorado for advice.
When they called, I had such a great feeling of fulfillment.
Dierman is the vice chair of the 720 Memorial Foundation. The group is working to build a memorial to the victims of the Aurora movie theater shooting back in 2012. Dierman is the cousin of Ashley Moser and Veronica Moser Sullivan. Ashley was wounded. Six-year-old Veronica was killed.
Knowing that we can help other people get through what we have gone through, it just means that what we're doing is so important and that we're doing the right thing.
Part of the process in Aurora, an essential part of the process, says Dierman, has been fundraising. It took them more than 4 years to raise the $200,000 they needed to build the memorial. Her advice for San Bernardino?
The best way to do it is to raise the money yourself because of the connections that you make.
In Aurora, they set up booths at city events. They raised money quarter by quarter and dollar by dollar. They held fundraisers at local businesses. Dierman says part of the reason she's doing this work is to prove to her kids that there's more good than evil in the world.
By doing this, every time somebody comes through to help us or hug us, it's just proof to them that love always wins.
She says still her kids don't always believe it.
They still have their moments when I think that I still haven't shown them enough proof, but I feel like when they see the actual art piece, it's that breathtaking that will probably be the moment that will send them over the edge into believing.
The 720 Foundation announced the winning design for the memorial a few weeks ago. It'll consist of 83 sculptural birds representing those killed and injured, flocking toward the sky. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.